Troy Wade is a former Assistant Secretary for Defense Programs for the Department of Energy. He retired in 1989. He's now a member of the department's Openness Advisory Panel. He suggests a number of reasons for the security lapses at Los Alamos.
It's a combination of a number of things. I think over time, the laboratories have become, particularly Los Alamos and Livermore and Sandia, have become major international research assets, much more than just the weapons laboratories that they once were when they started. And so as the Cold War wound down and ended, it was quite natural and appropriate to try and make those laboratories more open and available to the research world internationally. And that's a very difficult thing to do when you still have a major defense commitment and yet you're trying to make those institutions and those technologies available. There's a difficult line to cross.
Hasn't this always been a problem, though, with, let's talk about Los Alamos and especially the Manhattan Project, not a military project so much in the beginning as an academic project. They brought in scientists from the universities, put them on this high mesa in northern New Mexico, and these were people from the very beginning who were used to sharing information and were very social, and not that they would give away secrets, but it was just not particularly in their culture.
And that's still true. I mean, that is a sort of an academic aura that has existed over the laboratories from Manhattan days to now. The true research scientists do not like to be hampered by secrecy and classification.
The people who work there, that would be one thing, though. What about the people who are running Los Alamos National Laboratory? Wouldn't they recognize this problem and indeed have very firm security in place, even though there's no longer a standoff with the Russians?
Well, yes, and they do have. You know, you have to remember that at Los Alamos, in that division, with those people, they deal with classified information on a daily basis in such a manner that it's like the papers in front of you. It becomes routine. And you tend to deal with them in a routine way. And that's when you start doing that with classified information, then there's trouble ahead. And I
well, how do you fix that? What do you do?
A few years ago, the rules were changed such that if you were appropriately cleared, you could go into a vault, a repository, and remove a hard drive or a document, and you didn't have to sign for or record the fact that you took it out. At the time, I objected to that change and still object to it because I think it helps remind people of their responsibilities.
You wanted people to sign for it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, scientists are human in some respects. You know, the old jokes about the absent-minded scientist are true. You handle the stuff routinely and you get absent-minded and you get sloppy. And I think that's the case in Los Alamos.
There is to be a new nuclear weapons agency within the Energy Department. That's moving ahead pretty quickly today. Do you think that's going to straighten things up a little bit there?
I certainly hope so. I've been a supporter of this new agency, and you know my career started when we were called the Atomic Energy Commission, and it was a very small, independent agency with a single mission. Over many, many years, that's changed from the Atomic Energy Commission to the Energy Research and Development Administration to the Department of Energy. And the DOE, as it's constituted today, is just too big and too diverse to, I think, pay the proper attention to something that's very important to this nation and certainly to me, that's national defense and the nuclear deterrent. I think that's been lost in the milieu of the DOE over the past several years, and that's why I have supported things like this new agency.
Mr. Wade, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Troy Wade, a consultant and member of the Department of Energy Advisory Panel in Washington.